5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Welcome aboard. Good Monday morning to you. Well, it's actually 12:18 p.m. here. You got it locked and loaded with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. It's the I Love Mondays edition of the SRQ Talk Show. And why do we love Mondays? Well, Mondays is a fresh start. It's a chance to set a new tone for the week. And it's great to be alive on the Monday. I welcome you aboard, baby. Lock it up. Your boy Roy coming off a wonderful weekend here. I'm going to broadcast live like we do every Monday through Friday. For 1 hour a day here, we had a wonderful weekend. Our bets, not so much. Yeah, big disappointment on the betting scene. We went about, what, one of them? We got buried. And on all those NFL games that we went over, we only went a measly 3-7, buried. They're throwing dirt over us. We'll see if we can make it up. It's an hour show. First 30 minutes of the show, it's usually top news and what we the city and state that we like to bring to the front of the line is the city and state that we broadcast from Sarasota, Florida. Beautiful, another beautiful day here in paradise, about 88 degrees, a little hot, less humid. We had a great weekend. We spent most of our weekend in the great cities of Venice and Northport, which our numbers are off the chain. Numbers keep going up. Subscribers keep going up. Your boy Roy's blowing it up. We got 8 countries now. I'd like to say good afternoon to my great people in Irish community of the country of Ireland and then England, where my London hooligans there have deemed Roy's audience as Roy's Rowdy Rebels. Hello, England, to you. And when I thought that Mexico survived Hurricane Delta, the cartel knows that there's no wall here. We ain't got no border control here. When I thought that Mexico, and ever since post-World War II, the Germans are an ally of the U.S., and guess what? They're an ally of your boy Roy here in the SRQ Talk Show. The Middle Eastern community has also embraced your boy Roy here, and we're getting representation from the country of Turkey. Good afternoon to you, Turkey. I told you I was fielding a World Cup team here on my audience, and when you're talking World Cup, you got to be talking Netherlands, baby. My blonde hair, blue eyes, Netherlands people out there, good morning or good afternoon to you. It could even be damn good evening over there in Europe. And guess what? The Middle Eastern community, the Irish community, the UK Latin community, and guess what? The Asians are on board, baby. Representing from the country of Singapore, and they're specifically listening in the Community Council and Development Center. Lock it up, Singapore. And our last country on the list, just like the Netherlands, if you're going to field the World Cup team, you better have Colombia on it, baby. My second Latin American country to opt in to your boy Roy here. It's SRQ Talk. Our show today is sponsored by our old friends at SRQTshirts.com. Local t-shirt company online here. We strongly recommend to visit their website. Get yourself a cool shirt like I have one today that I love. Siesta Key. Lock it up, baby. America's number one beach rated for 2020. And I have my I Love Siesta Key shirt on today. Very proud of it. I got it by going to www.srqtshirts.com. And since you're a listener of your boy Roy, you put in the promo code at checkout because you are going to find a pretty cool shirt there. Local oriented, there are statement t-shirts, pretty cool t-shirts. I have a whole closet full of them, and pertaining to my mood is what I have on today. And today I have the I Love Siesta t-shirt, which I live about 3 minutes away, a bridge away. Go to srqtshirts.com, and if you find a shirt like we know you're going to, proceed to the checkout and put in promo code SRQTALK. That'll get you 10% off the bill. There you go. Don't say that your boy Roy doesn't have your back. He sure does. And my domestic audience here in the U.S., off the chain. We got two more cities that have opted in the great state of Florida, where the majority, over 50% of people listen to your boy Roy and the SRQ Talk Show, are from the state, great state of Florida. Two more cities have opted in there. And throughout the United States, we extend big time. I just told you those eight countries. But domestically here, we're from California to Oregon. And guess who's just decided to opt in? The great, huge state of Michigan, baby. They heard Ohio was number three on our list here. And they're coming to compete against the Buckeyes there. Michigan has cracked the top 12 states in the U.S. Let me check it out how that breaks down here, because your boy Roy loves to talk about his numbers. Because if people are gonna take out their time to listen to my show, guess what? I can have time to give them a nice shout out here. Of course, like I aforementioned, the great state of Florida leads the pack. But guess what? We were surprised, just like anybody else. But the great state of Washington, more like, and that's not D.C., bitch. That's Washington State. Where the hell out there, out west there? Okay, where the great city of Seattle. Seattle is my number one city, and 100% of my listeners in the great state of Washington come from the great city of Seattle. And even though Russell Wilson, they escaped last night on Sunday night. They squeaked by that game. But if you hang on, it's an all sports show on the second side of the SRQ Talk Show here. So we'll be getting into NFL scores. And third on the list, on the most listed, the highest audience in the U.S. here, we got Florida, we got Washington, and of course, we just mentioned the great state of Ohio, mostly consisting of two cities. We have a huge following there in the city of Columbus. And then another city opted in Ohio. It's North Ridgeville. I would have to personally Google that to see where that is even at. But Columbus and North Ridgeville, baby, locking it up here with your boy Roy, broadcasting live. We can be found on many, many platforms. And obviously, you folks don't have any problems finding the show. But we like to promote Anchor Podcast is basically where we're broadcasting out of their dashboard. But you can also find us on Breaker Radio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound, CastBox, Himalaya. It goes on and on, baby. Basically, the truth of the matter is that you can find us anywhere. You can go to any search engine, go to SRQ Talk Show, hit enter, and we're basically going to dominate the page there, just like we're dominating the ratings of podcasts here on the west side of Florida, baby, locking it up. Let's continue to brag here about my numbers here, because I just find this interesting that, there you go, Columbus and North Ridgeville locking it up there with your boy Roy, representing out of the state of Ohio that ranks number third amongst our list, number four in the U.S. Everything's big in Texas, baby, and your boys Roy's numbers are absolutely off the chain in the great state of Texas and their cities that are representing there. The majority, Dallas, Austin, and Houston there. We move on to fifth place on the audience is let me see, those are the Florida numbers. Let me move on. I'm pretty excited about getting two more cities in Florida. So following Texas coming in and cracking barely the top five here, it's the country of Virginia, baby. Not the country, you damn bastard. It's the state of Virginia. But the city of Virginia does not come out for some odd reason. They don't want to give us what city is listening in Virginia, but it's huge numbers. It's the five top five there. And then the bottom five, you're looking at, Georgia, you were Mac Daddy, but guess what? I mean, you know, Virginia slapped you up, man, and they took you by over 7% there. So Georgia, you fall to 6, followed by New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, which I'm embarrassed to report that it has horrible numbers. The state of California, Oregon, and our new state to join us in the U.S. Great state of Michigan, baby. Home of your Detroit Lions, Tigers, and Red Wings, baby. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just don't drink the water out there in Flint, Michigan, okay? That's the home of Eminem, bitch. And guess what? Home of Kid Rock as well. Your boy Roy's a big fan of Kid Rock there. And don't always agree with his Ted Nugent ways and rebellion. And, you know, sometimes, I mean, Kid Rock is great, but he's a little drastic sometimes on his political views and stuff. But your boy Roy definitely puts that in his CD and his little music library there, so to say. So Florida, Washington, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, Georgia, New Jersey, Nebraska, New York, California, Oregon, and Michigan wrap up the states here. What do we have locally here? You know, it's the great city of Fort Myers. Doesn't want to let go of first place on your boy Roy's audience there. Their domination on the top of the mountain there, baby. And guess what? Sarasota all alone, second place. Thank you, Sarasota, for tuning in. The damn show is named after you, the SRQ. Don't be like that dreck out there in Manatee County, Bradenton, okay? That doesn't want to participate in the show. But guess what, Bradenton? Now we have not only you, and not only the great people of Palmetto, but we got another city that opted in, okay? We're going to let you know on this list here. We got Sarasota coming in second and third place, and holding a strong third place is the great people in Northport, Casperson Beach. Lock it up. I went there fishing, and I actually got a fishing injury that I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah, your boy Roy's on the injured reserve here, unable to perform list here. I got a major injury there in the right hand finger, index finger, the one that you say, you know, blow it at your ass, you know, the one that you say, you know, up yours, two middle fingers to the ceiling. That's the finger that your boy Roy got a fishing injury yesterday that I'll report in a minute. So we got Fort Myers, Sarasota, Northport, and guess who's all alone in fourth place that just passed Fort Lauderdale? 305, take it to the house, baby. But great people in the great city of Miami, Florida, are coming through answering the bell. They went from down there in the bottom where Bradenton is, and they've just chugged along Miami, holding a fifth place lead. They're holding fourth place here. It goes Fort Myers, Sarasota, Northport, and Miami has just taken over. Another great city, Fort Lauderdale, baby. Fort Lauderdale, you just got taken over by the 305 there. So you drop down to fifth place here. Miami moves into fourth. And I told you who's making moves, who's passing. I warned you, Palmetto. But guess what? The great people over the sky break Pinellas County, St. Petersburg is now the, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the number 6. Most popular city amongst the SRQ talk show listeners. They're number 6. They passed my only, it's not my only one today. What are you talking about, right? Yeah, we got another city in Manatee County other than that Drake Bradenton, okay? What we got in, St. Petersburg? Yeah, they passed the great people of Palmetto, baby. I know you bastards call it Palm Ghetto, not me. I have more respect for Palmetto. That's a great city there in Florida. Palmetto, Manatee County, my strongest representative there. And then it's followed by Orlando, where the president's going to be today. We'll go over national news there. We got Lakeland, and then, of course, the and guess who decided? We got two new cities in Florida, one of them being about time you cracked the top 20, Tampa. Tampa decided that they're going to creep up and make a play here. Tampa has cracked the top 10 cities in Florida for your boy Roy SRQ Talk. In our newest city, we like to welcome our third city in Manatee County. Great city of Parrish, baby. That's exit 229 off I-75. For all you truckers and tow truck drivers that listen to me out there, the great city, that's not much in Parrish, man. There's a lot of cows and stuff like that, but there's not much. That Parrish is more of a suburban, urban area. Well, not urban. What is it? A rural area out there. A lot of land out there, a lot of cows, a lot of farmers. Lock it up. Parrish is deciding. I hope Parrish blows you away, Bradenton. I wish you do, because Bradenton, honestly, man, I don't want to keep kicking on them, but they are definitely the bottom, the gum of people's bottom of the shoe. They don't want to participate in the show. Other cities have opted in, as you see there. That's enough of me bragging, because we got top news. Guess what? Let's bring down the show. Let's talk about your freaking disgusting COVID-19 numbers, okay? The numbers are going up. I don't even trust these numbers anymore, because over 5,000, okay, new cases of COVID-19 cases recorded in Florida after a delay in reports. How do you see that? These people are slacking, man. Started with the damn laboratories. Now, counting one person, three votes, the positive test results. You got me all lathered up here when I talk about this jerk. You see how it brings down the show? The Florida Department of Health announced close to 5,600, okay, new cases Sunday morning. And obviously we're here on an I Love Monday, but this is just the data we have since we're broadcasting early today. Typically larger number of cases than we have, we are used to seeing. The large amount of cases is due to the FDOH not releasing the data on Saturday and postponing Saturday's reports to Sunday. We want the data every day, man. There's no vacation here under the COVID-19. You don't see your boy Roy taking vacation, okay? Your boy Roy doesn't broadcast when he's dealing with mom's issues. And I like to report mom's doing very well, recovering from spinal surgery. Lumbar between 7 and 8 there. Took out a nerve there. And we already gave our thanks to the great Ryan Glasser from Doctors Hospital for hooking mom up. She's just going through recovery here. But yeah, man, we want the numbers every day. And on Friday night, the FDOH received approximately 400,000 previously reported COVID-19 test results from the Helix Laboratory, okay, a private lab that is not affiliated with the state of Florida. FDOH, the massive size of the data file and the need to deduplicate hundreds of thousands of results prevented the automatic reporting system from processing on Friday. All right, so we'll give you a break there, man, you know? All right, Friday's results is normally does according to the FDOJ. All right, so they're passing the buck, blaming it on this damn new laboratory, giving us 400 previous reports and whatnot, and they had to, you know, fight through it and sort it out and stuff like that. It couldn't do it automatic. So below is the information by the Florida Department of Health. Sunday, October 11th, the new case in total consisted of the Department of Health and Corona Dashboard reported 5,570 new cases on Sunday, bringing the state's total, 734,491. We're getting close to a million before you know it. The Florida Department of Health on Sunday reported 180 people, man. That's right, 180 bit the dust there. People have recently died from COVID-19. So far, 15,552 game overs. Death across the state have been related to coronavirus, a number that includes 188 non-resident deaths in Florida as well. You know what, man? You know, these numbers, man, we're starting to doubt these numbers and these deaths and these positive cases, okay? 37 new deaths were reported in Central Florida alone, okay? This is not good news, okay? And now you got Trump coming today to speak at Sanford Airport today. This man is incredible. I mean, he's positive right now for the COVID, and he's apparently doing well enough to be able to go to Sanford Airport there in Orlando, where my numbers need help, man. Orlando, come on, bunch up, Orlando. Bring up those numbers, all right? I know you're past Lakeland in numbers, and you're past that Drake Rick and Bradenton, which is damn embarrassing that I have more listeners in Orlando than I do in Bradenton, where my show is deemed SRQ, slash Bradenton Airport. Damn. An embarrassment, man. Thank God for the great city of Parrish, man, for coming in and saving Manatee County. Palmetto's always been there, but Parrish is now on board. In Tampa, About time, okay? You cracked the damn top 10 in cities, all right? That's an embarrassment, okay? You're over now that I was hating on your Lightning and going where with the Dallas damn Stars, where my numbers are off the chain in Texas. You're damn right I'm going to go for the Stars, okay? I'm a damn Panther fan. They haven't made the playoffs since 96, okay? It's the Florida Panthers to you, bitch. Oh, yeah, well, you curse so much.
Whatever.
Oh, get out of town, man. Blow it out your ass, man. I love Mondays. You know why we love Mondays? We love Mondays here because most people hate Mondays. And guess what? We don't do what everybody else does, okay? We're not little followers, okay? We absolutely love Mondays. I told you, it's a great day to set the tone for the rest of the week. You know, you're starting fresh. And it's a great day to be alive. Unless you, you know, you talk to a Christian and then they tell you that there's life is better on the other side. Then why the hell does everybody cry at funerals when people die then? When people hit the dust, why do people die? You know why? Because they're damn selfish. That's why. The person suffering a disease of cancer or all these damn diabetes that is definitely, I'm totally against. I support any diabetes cause, man. That's a horrible disease, man. People are suffering. They can't even go to a bathroom by themselves. They have to use those help to go to the bathroom. Get the hell out of here, man. Let them die. Let them go to where the Christians claim is a better life. All right, man. So we move on. There you go. COVID-19, man, always brings down the show. It really is cancer to the show here. But you know what's even worse? The damn news I'm hearing out of Bradenton and Valleys, man. I mean, are you serious? The Bradenton woman, this damn bitch in Bradenton, assaults a pregnant school bus assistant. You freaking bitch. You damn meth head, drug addict, pill taker, white trash from freaking the bottom of the bower of Bradenton. How dare you put your hands on anybody, you... Fucking go to anger control classes, man. This story's got me lathered up, man, because I'm looking at this woman's face on the ABC staff, My Suncoast website, and I'll tell you what, man, it makes me want to just punch her in the face, man. I'm not a violent guy either. This is disturbing. A Bradenton woman was arrested after police say she shoved a pregnant school bus assistant after the bus was 30 minutes late.
Whatever.
Oh, really? You fucking bitch. That's right. Roy cursed. That's right. Get out of here. Now what? You expect me to edit the show? Guess what? I don't edit the show. And if you don't like it, get off my damn podcast. This is real radio. It's not that puke radio that you're listening to in the daytime, that 102 The Bone scripted radio. This is not that radio. This is not that podcast. I'm not going to edit crap. Get the hell off my show if you don't like it. Oh, you dropped the F-bomb.
Whatever.
Yeah, blow it at your ass. How about that? Damn it. I'm lining up, man. I got a fishing injury, and now I got this damn dreck from Bradenton. This woman was arrested after police say she shoved a pregnant woman bus assistant after the bus was 30 minutes late. You spoiled piece of manure. According to an affidavit, Erica Pedra entered the bus screaming and cursing like a damn lunatic. She then shoved the pregnant woman into the wall of the bus. The victim reported the incident later, and it was also confirmed by eyewitnesses. The victim was told detectives that she is 9 months pregnant and that her stomach is clearly visible. You freaking dreck. You knew she was pregnant. You still shoved her. Okay, what are you fucking blind to? This lathers me up, man. This pisses me off, this story. How dare you? You white piece of crap, trash, probably drug user out there in Bradenton. Yeah, I'm going to label you because the majority of you crippled pill heads are out there, you damn crackheads. You white trash crap. The victim told the detective that she is 9 months pregnant and that her stomach is clearly visible. There's no way that damn Pedra, this bitch, wouldn't have noticed. Pedra was arrested. Thank God. Yeah, she was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. You anger control. Now you lost your kids. You freaking white trash trailer park manure. out of the damn city of Bradenton. Why does that not surprise me? I think people are right about you, Bradenton. You stories that come out of your city are direct, just like your numbers here in the SRQ Talk Show. Get out of here. We don't even want to be associated with you, Bradenton. We got Parrish. We got Palmetto. We don't need your freaking ass. Get off here. I don't even want you to start tuning in anymore. Get off. And guess what? We're almost 25 minutes into the show. Guess what? Because you can't get enough of your boy Roy. SRQ Talk, Meltdown, Happy Days, Sad Days. It doesn't matter. You're tuning in 5 days a week, 1 month. Interact with the show if you want. You think I'm like this Bradenton girl? Tell me about it. Don't be a big wussy cat, okay? You know, you go ahead and email me at srqtalk@gmail.com. Better yet, let me hear your voice. srqtalk.com. That's our website, www.srqtalk.com. 60-second. Don't be freaking vomit-inducing and leave ramble on. Keep it concise under 60 seconds, or guess what? Anchor Dashboard will get your ass out of here, man. They'll boot you out. They'll cut your ass off, okay? Leave it under 60 seconds if you're going to ramp it right to your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. It's an I Love Monday damn meltdown, baby. Lock it up, damn Bradenton bitch. Assaulting pregnant freaking bus drivers, you whore. Look at her, man. She just makes you want to, like, vomit, man. And this is another story, man. I don't know what the hell's going on there in Venice, all right? But there's some weird stuff going on there, man. A deceased woman found inside of a green Nissan Xterra in a large pond in my great city of damn Venice, where my numbers are off the chain. That's why I go and contribute my money to the great city of Venice, Northport, Osprey, with my favorite Walmart. And the Venice Police Department is reporting that they found the body of a dead woman inside of a green Nissan Xterra in large pond in Venice. Police say that on Saturday morning around 11:45 a.m., divers with the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office and Northport Police Department, assisted by the FWC and VPD, located the vehicle in a pond in Toscana Islands subdivision, okay, close to Knight's Trail. According to police, there was a dead woman inside of the vehicle, and they believe that the person was 44-year-old Tracy Riker, who was reported missing last week after not being seen since September 30th. Riker's family has been notified and authorities are in process of recovering the Xterra. The Riker family released a statement on Sunday evening and it posted something like this. Our family is grateful for the outpouring of support and donations of both time and resources in the search for Tracy. The outcome of the investigation is shocking and devastating, and we wish that this could have been investigated sooner to bring needed closure for the family. At this time, we are grieving as an extended and cohesive family unit and request privacy while we work through this. Thank you. End quote. Police say that the case is being treated as a traffic homicide and that this is an ongoing investigation, man. Yeah, so disturbing news there, but at least you the Riker family there for Tracy Riker does get closure. It's unfortunate that the investigation turned out for her being found deceased, but at least it gives it some closure. And I saw one of the representatives there of Riker giving kind of a shot to the Venice police. I wish it was being investigated sooner and all that. Okay, we're going to let that one slide, man. Deceased woman found inside a green Nissan Xterra. At least the Riker family has some kind of closure there. It's being investigated, so I'm sure the great city of Venice, the police department, will let us know there. We're going to have to wrap it up here on the first, season 2, episode 9. We're coming to an end here. They're about to cut us off. The anchor people cut us off after 30 minutes. One last thing. Biden heads to South Florida and Trump to Orange County over there in Orlando today. We're going to be talking football, going over some scores from yesterday. and talking about the couple of games that we have today. We'll give you a lock of the day. We are currently sitting at 28-23. Not really good, but we are cracking the 55% club. We're actually right on the number, 55%, 28-23. Nothing to write home about, but we're at least positive in the black there in numbers. But we're going to have to wrap it off. We're about to get cut off, a full 30-minute show here, and I Love Monday show. Thank you to SRQ t-shirts.com for sponsoring the show. Stay with me. It's going to be NFL All Sports. Next. And welcome back to the second half of the I Love Monday Season 2, Episode 9. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. This is the second half of the one-hour show that we broadcast live Monday through Friday here from live from Sarasota, Florida. This is the what we like to call the SRQ Sports Show, which is a 30-minute show following the SRQ Talk. And not really good news coming out of our betting. We're down to a mediocre 55%. We are now 28-23 after losing two locks, 0-2 on Friday. We had picked we also got buried on the 10 games that we went that weren't locks, but they were just opinions on the games against the number, not the straight up bet without the Vegas line. This is against the Vegas line. We went horrible, man. Absolutely dreck. 3-7. Are you kidding me, man? Can't even figure these games out, man. They're 3-7. And guess what? Georgia, which you just got passed by Virginia and a bunch of other states. ATL, the Falcons, absolutely garbage, man. Are you kidding me, man? You can't even beat the Bridgewater, McCaffrey-less, Carolina Panthers. You got to be kidding me, man. You know, we gave you the benefit of the doubt since we gave the damn cheat in Astros a second chance to make it up to them. The Astros came in flying numbers. I'd like to congratulate the damn cheat in Astros, okay? They're in there with your Tampa Bay Rays, and guess what? Tampa has decided to participate in the show. There you go, Tampa, cracking the top 10 of cities in Florida, where that is the number one state in the U.S. of A. That listens to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. This segment of the sports show is sponsored to you by our great people at WagerLock.com. They give you one straight-up bet. They don't give you your little teasers and your five-team parlays and your little F-bets and around-the-world bets and all this crap that you guys lose your money on. They deem themselves as a sports consulting company, WagerLock.com. They're going to charge you $19.99. Okay, but they are going to guarantee their pick to you. So if you're betting $100 or $50 to your bookie, or you need to bet at all just to break even, I certainly wouldn't recommend to bet at all and try to break it even. Sometimes you double up and it's double the problem. So if you're in trouble, people are usually on a one-week balance with the local bookie there, unless you go up to the window. You got to give your money up front in most casinos. This is just one bet. WagerLock.com will not charge you the $19.99 if their bet for some god reason doesn't come through. It's Mac Daddy, man. It's WagerLock.com. They're going to guarantee your pick. Go to their website. It's the easiest website any gambler can choose. That's it. Simple as that. One straight up pitch. 100% it's going to be correct against the number. We should have called them yesterday because we're 3-7, man. And guess what? My fantasy team, unbelievable. Just a horrific start to the season. I dropped to 1-4 in my in my Miami Dynasty Football League, 12-man PPR league, points per reception. For you that don't understand this nerdy, geeky fantasy sports, it's great. I've been involved in it. We're celebrating our 16th year. That's right. We did it before it was trendy, bitch. Without followers, we had vision way ahead that this was going to blow up, and this was a great format to interact with other people. 2004, we launched it, celebrating 16th year. I've won 3 titles there, but guess what? 1-4 is not going to cut it, man. I didn't even – and guess what? I knew Roethlisberger, baby, giving me 29 points, but guess what? Had him on the bench. I went with Brady Boy. That got me only 18. And just horrific. I'm depleted. Injuries. Eckler down. McCaffrey, the poster boy of my team, down. You know, out for the years. IR Eckler was just on there. I had to dump up players that I like damn freaking Claypool for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Had to drop that guy to sacrifice some moves. The waiver wire, absolutely wreck on my team, man. There ain't nothing on there, man. And Burkhead, another canceled game for Burkhead and the Patriots. You see, last week I sat him. They decided to play. This week I put him in, leave him in, and guess what? They're freaking not playing. Totally postponed, man. We're going to try to give you some locks on the lock number. Yeah, we went 0-2 also, man. We've just gotten depleted every which way here. We gave you the over-under in the Tampa Bay Yankees game. Guess what? The Rays beat them 2-0, baby. They advanced. Now they're playing the Houston Astros, and they're already up 1 game with a great win yesterday against those cheating Astros. So your Rays are not only advanced, they're already up 1 game against the Astros there to go into the World Series. That's the championship series. And we thought for sure that the Indianapolis Colts would give the high-ego Cleveland Browns, which are on fire, my third place in audience level is the great state of Ohio. And guess what? Your Browns are for real, man. 4-1 now. Mac Daddying. They scored 32 on it. Was 32-23. We're laying the one. We were actually favorite with the Colts on there. I thought the Colts would hold them down. They were going to overlook the Colts. But no, the Browns seem to be the real deal, baby. 4-1 now, just slapping up teams. And we went over, let me see, the top 10 teams in the NFL that we played against the number. Atlanta, we lost. The damn Falcons are just 0-5 now. They're just horrible. And guess what? I saw, I told you on Friday's show that I couldn't see. It kind of weird still to me, but your Las Vegas Raiders went up to KC and slapped out my homeboy there. Mahomes and KC go down to the Raiders there, their first loss. And I kind of like that because I like to preserve the 1972 Miami Dolphins undefeated season, including the Super Bowl there. And they pop champagne bottles when every team in the NFL at least loses their first game there. And we're not there yet, but getting KC a loss there, that's good for the 72 Dolphins to preserve that record. And then what were we thinking of going with the formerly named Washington Redskins? Now they're called the Washington Football Team. Fucking absolutely freaking garbage. Haskins, you little freaking selfie taker with the fans while the game's still not over. Yeah, hey, so we didn't forget about that damn immature move of yours, all right, taking selfies in the middle of the game. Why don't you worry about getting that franchise? They gave you damn millions. That guy is horrible, man. The whole Washington team is freaking horrible, man. I don't know what to tell you, but what's nice and big in the great state of Texas? Everything's big, right? Including your boys' numbers. Guess what? I told you here, Watson had to get off the Schneid. And I told you, Jacksonville, your team is horrible. That's right. That's Jacksonville of Florida, my number one state that listens to me. Do I hear Jacksonville tuning in? No, your team is horrible. I told you they were. The Houston. Houston is hasn't won a game. They come into that 0-4, getting slapped up by everybody. But guess what? You're Texans, baby. The great state of Texas. was our first win there, and then we lost the Bengals, man. I thought, what the hell happened to the Bengals, man? The right part about that game is I told you to go under on that game. I didn't see too many points. It was a fat 51.5, and they didn't come through. Let me see the scores here. Yeah, Cleveland, man, they didn't even score a touchdown, I don't think. Let me see. The Bengals didn't score a touchdown. Burrow from LSU, the quarterback I like there. It was all about Lamar Jackson. Yeah, Lamar Jackson, you're 4-1 the Ravens. You need to win the big game. You're damn 0-4 against freaking the direct. The KC, my homeboy there. You can't beat Mahomes there, but you can pick on teams like the Bengals in rookie Burrow, right? They go to 4-1. They beat them 27-3. I told you the game went under, and I told you this was going to be a yawn fest. I just reported about that Washington damn football team, 30-10. What a blowout. The Rams go to 4-1. The football team goes to 1-4 there, and guess what? My Miami Dolphins and Fitzgerald, baby. I know I'm calling for Tua to get in there, but if Fitzy keeps winning games, he'll keep it in there. I told you I was going to demand Tua to start if Fitzy and the Dolphins couldn't win this game, but guess what? They went to the West Coast there in San Francisco, and guess what? They put a pounding, an absolute slap in the face to the 49ers, man. The 49ers should be looking at themselves saying, what the hell, man? I don't know if the Dolphins are that good or the Niners just choked, but Fitzy, man, was just on fire, just passing a ball around. Damn it, man. Devontae Parker, which I have on my damn 1-4 fantasy team. Parker came through, but he only got me 15 points. He did score a touchdown, but they're not going enough. They went to Preston Wilson a lot. Damn, Preston Wilson played a great game. Our running backs played off the chain. Our cornerbacks on defense played off the chain. The Dolphins blow out the Niners 43-17. Let's see how we're doing on time. We're 11 minutes in because it always goes fast with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Interact with the show. Go to srqtalk@gmail.com or hit me up on the voicemail. Let your voice be heard. If you're any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous. You go to www.srqtalk.com, hit the message button. They'll give me 60 seconds to tell you what you think about us, the show, or anything else you want to weigh in on. We already told you that the Browns are Mac Daddy. They beat the Colts that we had as a lock, 32-23. And the damn Cowboys, yeah, they won. But guess what? Cowboys can't cover for their lives. We told you this was a sure thing. Giants were going to get blown out. They're still 0-5. And guess what, New York? Your numbers are toilet. Your damn football team, the Giants, are damn toilet. They're 0-5. They're big donut there. They lost 37-34 to the 2-3 now Cowboys. And this was our second. Was this the lock of the day too? Yeah, this wasn't a lock, but we did definitely strongly feel about Seattle and laying the 7, dropped the 6.5 at game time to the Vikings. The Seattle Seahawks, which they come from the state that's number 2 on the SRQ Talk audience list, and the Seattle Seahawks 27-26 squeaked by the now 1-4 damn Minnesota Vikings there. I should have never got rid of Diggs there. But anyway, and then I told you the damn Broncos and Patriots canceled, postponed, cost me a roster spot just like that Drek Scotty Miller, that poor man Edelman. Yeah, I want a refund on him, man. Not only did he cost me a roster spot, he cost me a damn draft spot too. Scotty Miller, we're looking for you on the damn milk carton. Brady can't even find you, man. I don't know what you got to do. You got to go blow fucking Brady, go wash his car, do something, damn it. Scotty Miller, because you're still there missing. Damn it. And the good thing is that we got Monday night football tonight. We got Tuesday night football also. A rare Tuesday night Bills-Titans game. They're making up a COVID-19 suspended game as well. But tonight on ESPN, Monday night football kicks off at 8:15 p.m. It's the Los Angeles Chargers. Eckler-less, all right? Damn it, Eckler. Damn it, I needed you, man. Blew out a knee, 4 to 6 week out. He goes against that tough defense, and I do got this defense plugged them in because I do like to have a player or a team representing on Monday night. Picked up the Saints, but guess what? Saints ain't going to score me the 90 points I'm behind. So you can forget about your boy Roy getting a victory on his fantasy football team today. But we are looking forward to this game. Let me see. The Saints are what? An 8-point favorite. Now it's down to 6.5. So the Saints are 6.5 against the Chargers, 1-3, 49.5. Guess what? There you go. I told you the lock of the day. It's because I have a feeling jumps off the page. I'm telling you, we're 0-2. We're due for a win here. I'm laying the 6.5. I'm going with Drew Brees, Cook, Tom. Well, Thomas is out, but Saints and who else? They got that Sanders from the Broncos on wide receiver. Cook might not suit up, but the tight end, that's one of my fantasy players. I don't think he's suiting up, but I like the Saints here. Definitely lay the 6.5. That's your lock of the day. SRQ Talk with your boy Roy, SRQ Sports Show Edition. Your lock of the day is laying the 6.5 to that Eckerless. And they also they have a rookie quarterback there. The kid's not bad, but I don't think Drew Brees is going to show off today at the Dome there. 6.5, lay it, baby. That's your lock of the day. Your boy Roy's telling you to run to the table. We're only 55, measly, mediocre, 55%. However, we're 28-23. We're trying to get back on the winning track here. Your Tuesday game, we'll let you know on the Tuesday show on the Bills Titans game. I thought the Patriots were going to play the Broncos on Monday night as a second game. Now they decided to postpone the whole game altogether and make it up on a different day, I guess. So your only game today, there you go, is your lock of the day. Lay the 6.5 against the Saints. Let's see, what do we have in Major League Baseball today? And since we're broadcasting early today, we do have a chance to get in on this, let me see, October 12th. By the way, it's Season 2, Episode 9 with your boy Roy here. Today we got those damn Rays, baby, against the cheating Astros. Game 2 of this series, I'm not happy to report. Now that Tampa has opted into my show, I will report to them that they're up 1-0. Tampa Bay is a slight favorite at -25, over under 8.5. Your boy Roy, lock of the day. We're going over in this game. Over the 8.5 in the Rays Astros game. That's your second lock of the day here. That your boy Roy's telling you to, well, actually, you should run to the window on this one. 8.5. It started at 8, went to 8.5. I think these two teams have enough muscle, enough of superstars on their teams. There you go. Second lock of the day, over 8.5. We're trying to push those numbers up from 55%. We do have an 8 o'clock game on Fox as well. It's your Atlanta Braves, Georgia. Georgia getting passed by Virginia, Washington, and other states in the SRQ Talk audience list. However, Peachtree, I love Georgia, baby. Your Atlanta Braves against the Dodgers. I have a real good friend of mine that's saying that the Braves are going to win this series, man. I don't see it, man. But then again, your boy Roy's only 55%. We got Bueller against Freed. Over-under is 8 in this game. Dodgers, Braves. We're going to pass on it. So you got two locks. Lay the 6.5 at the Dome in New Orleans today on Monday Night Football against the Chargers. Take the Saints. Lay the 6.5. And your boy Roy's reporting Astros, Rays over 8.5. Lock it up. That gives you your two locks of the day. And your boy Roy, we're going to cut the show early today, even though it's not too early, just a couple minutes early. I do have a fishing injury, man. I went out fishing with the Queen of Siesta Key yesterday. We visited Casperson Beach, our favorite go-to spot down there in the great city of Northport in Venice, baby. And we had an absolute great day. Fishing on the ocean, not so much, man. I guess because of that damn Hurricane Delta, the waves were damn off the chain, man. The seas were rough, choppy. We tried to go over to Sharky's over the bridge there in the great city of Venice. That was kind of a yawn fest. A lot of people on deck, not too much fishing. A lot of people fishing for shark. Just didn't happen, man. Me and the Queen of Siesta Key bounced out of there. We decided to go to Casey Key. That's right. You heard me, bitch. Casey Key. Gotti had a house out there. That's John Gotti to you. And who's Stephen King, baby? Lock it up. Is that a house out there? Casey Keys, a beautiful little gem out there. We went out there behind some little bar hut they had there in Casey Key. We had gone out there the previous day on Saturday, and it seemed like there was a lot of mullet jumping out of the ocean there, and a lot of catfish, a lot of little trashy little down feeders. So we caught a catfish, ended up throwing them back. It was nighttime already on Saturday night. We go back there on Sunday after Casperson Beach and Sharkies. We had lunch, and we went out there to Casey Key. And the Queen of Siesta Key pulls in. She doesn't usually participate in the fishing. She usually just watches me and goes shark tooth hunting. And guess what? The Queen of Siesta Key also did. She pulled out. She's got this little spiffer there for the shark toothing in Venice, like most people do. She pulled out a sand shark's fang, baby. This wasn't a tooth. This damn thing was a fang fossil, man, from a sand shark. We're planning on putting it on a nice necklace or something, because it's that Mac Daddy. Congratulations to the Queen of Siesta Key for ciphering out the fang from the sand shark. We got confirmed later. But we're getting towards the end of the show here. I gave you your two locks. Damn it, it's not COVID, man. Just choked up there a little bit. But yeah, we're coming to the end of the show here. However, to tell you the story about my injury, man, I got messed up pretty bad, man. Once the Queen of Siesta Key pulled out we didn't have the net. We bought a damn net. We didn't even have it at the moment, man. We had left it in the car. The Queen of Siesta Key grabs a catfish, pretty big catfish. I would say about a pound or two. Nice, healthy catfish, and they're ugly, like gross, man. Absolutely disgusting. Bottom feeder, trashy damn fish, but they're good eating in the South, baby. Anybody that tells you from the South, baby, they'll tell you catfish. I'm used to the catfish that is freshwater, you know. I'm used to those catfish, you know. You see those damn funny videos about people catching them with their arms. I think they call it noodling, baby. Down South there, that's backwoods crap to you, bro. You probably don't, you're not even allowed there. I'm allowed there if I tell them my name's Roy, but once I tell them my name's Jan, what the hell, what two L's, what the hell is that, man? Damn backwoods rednecks look at me sideways, man. They like me at Roy. Once I tell them my last name, it's like, yeah, you freaking immigrant, get out of here. No, I kid, I move on. But catfish is supposed to be good eating, man, but salt water catfish. Now, that crap is, you know, that's a little different, man. Those are really trashy bottom feeders there. However, we decided to keep it, but to get the hook out, I went to go grab the top of the fish, and man, one of those bar fins, absolutely, man. He messed me up. He stung me. He drilled that little bar into my index. Well, it wasn't the index finger, it's the middle finger thing, the one that you pull middle fingers to the ceiling. That finger on the right hand, man, actually had to run to Sarasota Hospital because we were Googling it, and it said that it's this excruciating pain, and it is, man. Your boy Roy was hurting, down for the count, man. They didn't give me a standing eight count. I was down. I was out of the match, man. I got knocked out by this damn trashy catfish, man. Yeah, what the hell's going on? Those catfish are nasty, man. They barfed me, your boy Roy there on the finger. Drew blood. I'm dripping blood through my glove. It even pierced through the glove, man. I'll tell you what, man. Catfish stung, man. It's worse than the stingray, the doctor at Sarasota Hospital. And I'd like to thank all the very nice people that were on staff at Sarasota Memorial Hospital yesterday, approximately between 9:30 p.m. and I think it was 8:30 p.m. We rolled up there between 8:30 and 10 p.m. Man, the whole staff of Sarasota Memorial Hospital took care of your boy Roy immediately. I was seen immediately. I was brought to the back room immediately. I was told what I have immediately. X-ray showed no barb in the finger. That's a good thing. If not, your boy Roy would have to stay there and provide it, but I had to cut it out of my finger, man. But they gave me two types of antibiotics. I wanted to give you a story about, because they recommend eating yogurt when you're taking these types of antibiotics for the intestinal tract or whatever. you know, to rid of some of the bacteria in your intestines and stuff, that yogurt helps. You know, I'm getting two types of stories there. You just never know, man. With Google, you never know who's got an agenda, man. Who's trying to promote something, giving you fake damn news and all that. You know, your boy Roy's your new, fresh, local, worldwide podcast, man. And we take pride in our – we don't even damn edit the damn show, man. You heard what a damn potty mouth I had on the first segment. Okay, when I edit, you get what you get here. This is real podcast, real radio, man. And your boy Roy's on the injured, unable to perform list. I'm gonna go pick up my medication where shopping is a pleasure, baby. And my pharmacist, I don't go to Walgreens or CVS, baby. I'm not cool like that. I'm just your direct. I go to Publix, baby, where shopping's always a pleasure. I'm gonna go pick up my and they already told me the price. Oh man, I'm paying less than $3 for this medications. And they gave me that hydrocodone bullshit that you guys are, those damn opiates for the pain. Yes, and I'll tell you what, man, I don't even know why you guys get addicted to that shit. That's minor crap, man. That hydrocodone sucks, blows. God just got me, I don't even know. It didn't even get me tired, man, okay? It didn't alter me at all either. It didn't even take my pain. The only thing your boy Roy's recommending, if you get a catfish sting, man, which is worse than a stingray. Stingray, doctor said just stay home. You know, nothing you can do, man. Whatever. You know, exactly. Don't even go. If you get stung by a stingray, doctor at Sarasota Memorial said, whatever. Yeah, just stay at home. There's nothing they can do for you. But for a catfish, you better amp it up and get to the room. He says the best thing I did is to get to him with a catfish. Those are nasty, damn, trashy bottom feeders, man. You know, me and the Queen of Siesta Key this morning, we decided we're going to throw that damn thing back in the ocean, feed it to someone else. It's damn tainted, man. Whatever. It's damn tainted, man. It got your boy Roy. I got ill willing. I'm not going to eat it and get damn sick over it now. All right. So we're wrapping up the show there. There you go. You got the update on your boy Roy, man. If you catch a catfish, man, salt water or salt water, be very careful, man, with the fins, the bars. They're nasty little trashy little fish, man. They're good eating, man, but you better be careful when you de-hook them. That's where most injuries take place. And don't go stepping on it because that shit will pierce right through your shoe too. They're a nasty little fish, man. And maybe that's why nobody was fishing out there. But me and the Queen of Siesta Key have decided to, we're not going to eat it. We're not going to fillet it. We kept the damn thing because it was, you know, over 2 pounds and over 12 inches long. It's a big fish, man. And it sucks that we can't eat it and enjoy it. It kind of tainted the day. Didn't take away our good time. We always have a blast there, me and the Queen of Siesta Key. Congratulations to her for catching her fish there. At least the first one she's caught in front of me. But anyway, you got your two locks of the day. There is no more. And I Love Mondays. Season 2, Episode 9 is in the books. I do encourage you to email me at srqtalk@gmail.com. Interact with the show. We encourage that. Our thanks to our sponsor today, srqtshirts.com, on the first segment of the show, and wagerlock.com. If you need a winner tonight, they're the ones that got it. If you don't want to go against us, I don't blame you. We're 55%, 28, and 23, but we're taking the Saints, laying the 6.5, and we're going over 8.5 in the Rays-Houston Astros game. So there you go. There is no more. All your boy Roy ever asks of you is to go ahead and be nice to someone. Now go have a great day and get off my show.
Oh, thank you.